Isaac.
So the learning today should be as chassid l'nishmas adir chava chaim alaz ben shem shenaryeh and Reb Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim Menachem ben Zion. It should also be as chus for fur shleim of chaim da ben minarachol chanuli ben shein derachol and abadati ben perol and as chus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we continue in Archas Tzaddikim Shaar Rachamim. We're on page 277. Okay, and he says like this. He says virachim al nishmas yosef imah shemarachim al gufay. It says a person, we're talking now about the rachmanis that you have for a child, don't have rachmanis on a child out of the natural feelings that a parent has, that's nothing special. And don't have rachmanis on him when it's going to be harmful. But have rachmanis on him so that he should perform the avodas Hashem, meaning to the extent that that rachmanis will translate into becoming a proper yid, so then there you should show rachmanis. And he says here, have more rachmanis on his neshama than on his body. What does that mean? It means that you have to hit him with a heavy stick in order to guide him on the right path. Even though this may seem cruel, this cruelty is really called rachmanis. Because if you're not going to hit him, then ultimately he's not going to learn the proper way to act, and he's not going to be a good, well-balanced person. If you withhold the stick from your son, meaning you don't hit or discipline a child, because your Rachmanis Ko says, I don't want to hit him, I don't want to make him upset. And now your child is free to go in whatever path he wants to go. So then he says, that type of Rachmanis is going to deprive your child of life in Olam Haba. Because you need your child to be a well-balanced individual. You need your child to recognize when he's doing something right and when he's doing something wrong. And if you're never going to discipline your child, then they're basically going to do whatever they want. And it means when they get older, they're not going to understand the ideas of self-regulating. They're not going to understand the ideas of maybe not always receiving or not always getting what they want, and that still being the best thing for them. And so you're going to end up causing him that he's going to do things lepech min ha-Torah, lepech min Hashem, because he's used to getting his way. And even if someone raises a yasim, shenemar lov kol amanav yasim leisa'anun, so here you already have a pasuk. Pasuk says that don't cause pain, don't afflict a widow or an orphan. So I am raising that child. I'm a foster parent or a step parent. How do I deal with him? Mitzvah la kaisa. It's still a mitzvah to hit him. Again, in order to turn him on the right path. So the point is that this is not called achzarius. This achzarius is actually rachmanis, because the rachmanis that you have is not on your child. The rachmanis you have is on yourself. It's on yourself. You can't stomach the feeling that you're going to have when your child is crying or when your child is in pain because you hit them. So it comes out and it's not really, that's the achzarius. The achzarius is that you're hurting your child because you want to be good for yourself. And therefore, he says, that achzarius is really rachmanis. When you hit the child, you're going against what you want, but you're putting aside your own feelings and you're doing solely what's best for the child. And that really is the essence of Rachmanis, right? What is Rachmanis? Is despite what my feelings, but what is in my best interest, I have certain feelings towards you, and that's going to override how I act. So we're saying now, even though it seems cruel, but I'm going to do it anyway because it's the proper thing for you. And so that is in line with Rachmanis. Alpha, Alpi, and now going back to he says, but even though you have to discipline a yasim, but still, you got to be more careful. You got to be more sensitive, more so than other people. Right? So don't just let him become a spoiled brat. But at the same time, you got to be a little bit more sensitive to his situation because he's without a parent, and so he's already sort of behind the eight ball, a little bit behind everyone else. Don't have too much rachmanis on yourself. meaning here he's saying don't pamper yourself too much. Be honest with yourself whether you really need something. Sometimes you have to give yourself musar and control your yetzahara. Have rachmanis on your meaning. Don't have too much rachmanis on yourself. Don't tell yourself, well, I really need this and I really want this, so I'm going to automatically give in. Sometimes you have to be stern, even with yourself, to prevent yourself from just, again, getting whatever you want.